The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Claire is here today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Claire.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay.
I just need to know, am I wrong?
Yeah, of course. That's why we're here. That's our main purpose.
I thought you were saying, yes, she's wrong.
It's our main purpose in life.
Okay.
What's happening?
My husband, his daddy is getting old, can't really care for himself.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, my husband told him years ago that this ever happened, he could come live with us. Now, we have three kids, a dog, in three bedrooms.
Yeah.
This is not okay. Like, where the hell is he going to live and sleep?
Right.
This is not okay with me. And we've been arguing about this. Apparently, he just told him that whenever this happens, he's just welcome to come right on over and live with us.
And did he, like, show up at your door or something?
Not yet.
But you're thinking the time's getting near.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, he knows that you don't have a lot of space for him, right? He's still asking to come.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. And is he, I'm guessing he's not married anymore. Is he all alone?
Completely alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Hang on. What's your husband's name?
Forrest.
Forrest. Okay. All right.
Run.
Let's go. Run, Forrest, run. Sometimes.
I'm sure he's never heard that one before.
Sometimes there's not enough rocks. Anyway, let's call Forrest and stop quoting the movie.
Room for my dad.
Okay.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Hello.
Forrest.
Yeah, who's this?
Forrest, good morning. My name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Forrest.
Hey, what are you guys calling about?
Oh, yeah, we're from 95.1 WAPE, by the way. We host the morning show.
Okay.
Okay, good.
It's just I don't really know you guys, but...
Well, that's okay. Not a lot of people. Listen, we've got your wife, Jenny. I'm sorry, Claire, on the phone as well. Claire, are you there?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Okay, good. Megan, you tell him.
I forget what we were doing.
Oh yeah. The old man's been.
So we heard from Claire that your dad is looking to move in with you, and she's a little bit concerned because you guys don't have a ton of extra room for him.
Okay. Yeah, there really isn't a problem with that, so I don't know why she's calling you. I mean, we've got room. He's family.
But where? Where is there room?
On the sofa. We talked about it. On the sofa. He could stay on the sofa.
So every morning when the kids are getting up, getting ready for school, there's going to be some old man laying on the couch?
Oh, yeah, but not just like any old man. It's their grandpa.
Yeah.
I don't care. There ain't room. We got two bathrooms. Three kids?
Yeah. Okay. Well, there is room.
Nobody else. What about your brother and your sister?
Okay, all right. Forrest, you told your dad... She says like years ago, hey, if you ever get too old, you come and live with me. But I'm guessing that back then you didn't have three kids and a wife and a dog, right?
No.
I didn't.
He sure didn't.
But still, a promise is a promise, and he's family. He's my dad, you know. I don't see where the big deal is that he could stay, you know.
Right.
I mean, where else am I gonna put
him? It affects our lives.
Yeah.
Our kids and mine, and I didn't make this promise, you did. And things have changed since then.
Right.
Is he able to, like, is he still working? I mean, what's his situation? Does he need a lot of care, or?
I mean, he needs a little bit of care. He needs to be taken care of a little bit.
A little. I mean, that's an understatement.
I can take care of him myself. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, you know, he's good enough that he could be on his own for a little bit during the day.
How are you going to take care of him and work? Am I supposed to cook for him, too? I mean, is he going to buy the groceries?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. You're already in the kitchen cooking. What hurts, you know, to add a few more,
just
ingredients?
Hey, you're already in there.
Oh, my just God.
Throw another half pound of meat in the fryer. We'll be fine. All right. So, Claire, what is your suggestion? I mean, what is your suggestion then if he can't live alone and he can't live with you guys?
He's got a brother who ain't married, lives by himself. Why can't he go live with him?
That's a good idea.
That seems like a better option.
That seems like a much better. Forrest, is that true?
If you met my brother, you would not think it's a better option. Let me tell you that, first off.
There might be a reason why he's alone. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's true. Okay. All right. Hang on one second, you two. Forrest, we're going to get maybe some help on the line here. You guys hang tight, okay?
All right.
No, all right.
Yeah. You know, it's like they say, Megan, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
I knew that was coming.
340-9595. What should they do with Grandpa? It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. Your phone call's next. Forrest and Claire join us. And Forrest, years ago, told his daddy, when you get too old to live by yourself, you come live with me. Right, Forrest?
That's right.
That's right. And now that time has approached. And Claire, his wife, says, the hell, because we got three kids, a dog, and only a couple bedrooms. And you don't think that that's a good idea at all.
That's right.
Okay, good. All right.
That's
She's
right.
calmed down a little bit. 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong here? It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. And we go to Brittany. Brittany from St. John's. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what did you want to say, Brittany?
Claire is wrong, and Forrest needs to run. Real quick.
Isn't that fun?
That's fun. If that was my dad, I would expect my husband to let him move in.
Even if there was like limited space and he'd have to live on the couch?
No, move all the kids in one room and have my dad in the other room.
See, I don't know. Then you got three.
Family.
You got three kids in a room all piled up on each other?
Yeah,
maybe
that's true.
Maybe look for a bigger home.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that would be another option.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. Kelly from the North Side.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Kelly, what'd you want to say?
I think his wife is very ignorant, and definitely if that was my mother or father, I would give away my bed for them. Like, that's just the way it is.
You would give up your own bed for them?
Absolutely, and if it was my mother, my boyfriend would give up his side of the bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, that's his father, you know what I mean? You do, like, she just sounds totally ignorant.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to sound ignorant if I say something, so I'm probably not. Jessica from Ponte Vedra, how are you?
Hi, how you doing? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What do you want to say, Jessica?
She's completely wrong, man. Like the other caller said, he needs to run. How are you going to express yourself like that about your father-in-law? He gave birth, like, he had, like, he's the father of your husband. Like, if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have a husband. You know what I mean? Like, that's the most respect that you have for your in-laws or your own parents.
Right.
Yeah.
You're there for the time they need.
But, like, he's got a brother who lives alone. She's got, I mean, that's the other thing, too. Yes, I understand it's the dad, but they've got a full house already.
I know, but, you know, you have to make it work. Like, we will make it work. And that's always been said between, like, not even said between my husband and myself. It's kind of understood that either his parents or me needed. We'll put, like, the kids in one bedroom, and the other bedroom is for whoever needs it.
Hey, Jessica, you want to take in their dad for a little while?
I have a room, like, man.
Okay. Aww. Oh, good. That's so sweet. Hey, how are you, Misty? What do you want to say?
I want to say that I think she's heartless.
You think she's heartless?
Yeah, I think she's heartless. What would she do when she gets older? I mean, does she want to go in an old folks home? Or does she want her children to help take care of her? Our parents raise us, like, our whole lives. They nurture us. They do everything for us. And you can't give back.
Yeah. Isn't that why you have kids? So they can take care of you when you're old? That's what I thought.
I don't think that's the reason.
No, I don't think that's the reason that you have kids.
It was just a joke, but yeah.
That's your family. I mean, that's your dad.
But right. Yeah, I mean, but Mark, if you were in that situation, you would obviously want your kids to take care of you, right? I mean, you would.
I mean, I don't know if I were an old man that I would want to live in a house with three kids and a crazy old woman. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's his choice and that's his son.
Like, but maybe he doesn't have any other options, you know? Like, maybe he doesn't.
He's got another son who has no kids. I'd much rather live on his couch.
But we don't know what the state of the other son is. Like, what if he, like.
I mean, the guy said that his brother's, like, not in any condition if he knew my brother.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So, I mean, you don't know the full story there. There may be, like, some horrible thing there.
Totally, yeah.
I mean, that he don't want his dad there.
Yeah. All right, no, that's a good point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I mean, look, it's a tricky situation unless you're in it.
Right,
but
definitely.
But at the same time, I mean, if there's already five people in the house, like they did this on, this happened on Roseanne. You watch Roseanne, Megan?
No.
Oh, this happened on Roseanne the other day. Her mom got kicked out of the old folks home because she gave too many people gonorrhea. So she had to come live with Roseanne, who already took in. Never mind.
Oh, my God.
Dana from Fernandina, how are you?
Hey, Laura. Good morning. Hey, Megan.
Hi.
Hey, Dana. What'd you want to say?
Hey. Well, first of all, I missed the first part of the story. So is the dad, is he sick?
No, he's just old.
I think he's just older and, like, can't live alone.
Yeah, they don't want him living alone, but she doesn't want him living at their house because they've got three kids already and the small house.
Well, I didn't, like I said, I didn't hear the wife's, excuse me, I didn't hear the wife's side.
Are you sick? Because it's a question. Do you need something? No, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, really. I didn't hear the wife's side, but just, I'm, you know, people disagree about this, but, you know, the Bible says when a man gets grown, he will leave his mother and father, and that's his family. That's his wife. So, she's right. If she doesn't, if that's going to disrupt their family, he needs to put his wife first.
Yeah.
And, you know, if she agreed, that's a different story. But the kids, you know, the kids shouldn't have to suffer. And, you know, I guess people were saying that she was crazy or whatever. I didn't hear that part. But that's a lot of responsibility, and people don't know unless they're in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why there's so many divorces, is because, you know, people don't put their spouses first.
Yeah.
And they just need to come as a couple and make other provisions, like try to find an assisted living.
Yeah, there has to be a compromise there.
Right.
At the end of the day, no matter if people think she's crazy or whatever, she's right, and he needs to put his wife and his children first.
Right.
At the end of the day, that's his ultimate responsibility.
Like, that's what I'm screaming. You got kids you got to raise, and you don't want their lives. You know, they've got to make sure that they've got a place to do homework and get sleep and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's not fair, and people don't really realize that unless they go through it.
No,
yeah,
that's true.
If my mother-in-law wanted to come live with me, I would love it because she would help me keep her son straight.
All right. Thanks so much for calling me.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.